today with the spraying, it's a better deal. I mean, they don't get the weeds, and ordinarily through here, it's they get weedy. Down in the east, farther eastern part of the state, I don't know if the weeds don't grow in those places where they have the hay meadows or not, but there's a little prairie hay being made around here now. Matter of fact, more now than there was 10 years ago.
I noticed below El Reno, a man had baled his and got rain down last night. I don't know, does this make a difference, the baled hay?
If it rained on, always.
But he's sick.
Well, it probably hasn't hurt it that much if you can get it up now. But,
get a few dry days and dry it off. What would you call a place down in the creek bottom where the water stands and there are cattails? Not
a slough.
Would the water be deep in a slough?
Ordinarily not.
Just sort of a swampy place?
That's right.
Do they have any irrigation? Well, I know they don't. That's a crazy question to ask. What streams do you have around here? What runs into a creek?
I'd say a draw. We call them a draw.
Is that a dry one?
Well, ordinarily it would be dry, with the exception of your rainy seasons when it'll run. You take this draw out here west of the house. It's running today and has been running practically all week because we've had the rain.
And the draws run into?
Into a small creek, and finally it runs into the main creek.
And the creek will run into the?
Into the river eventually.
What streams do you have around here?
The Kingfisher Creek. There is a creek to the west that's a tributary of the Kingfisher Creek. They call it the Dead Indian Creek. And east of Okarchi, they have the Uncle John's Creek. They're the main drainage for this area.
Do these flow into the river down here?
No, they flow into the same river. This is all slopes to the north, northeast.
That's interesting.
You see, the ridge is between here and El Reno. You can see it's a lot of blackjacks. As a boy, it was timber. But since then, they've cleared it, and it's there's still some blackjacks here. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any boats on the ponds here?
We never had any large enough ponds until the big machinery came on to have reason for a boat. They're all man-made around here, and then with the horses, you didn't make too large a one.
I bet it's encouraging now to see these that will hold enough water that you don't have to fear a month or two of dry.
I remember the old dry spells. It didn't have to be dry very long when we were hunting livestock water.
Mm-hmm. Where do you build these things? Do you build them on a draw or?
In the draw.
Just get out there and throw up a dam?
Yes, we find, of course, in this day and age, it goes through soil conservation, and they will select a proper site, and they will only stake one unless it is a proper site. Now out here, our draws are shallow. We don't have any canyons, and it's we have a flat type of pond always. It isn't a never deep. None of these here 12 to 20 feet deep. These are probably run from 7 to 10.
Are these ever called tanks?
I've heard them called tanks. We never did.